most important thing was getting the 3 points on a Tuesday night against a tough team. So we managed to do that. And, obviously disappointed to lose the goal in the end and make it a bit hard for ourselves, but well deserved in the end.
Bottom v top, always expected the top side will win, but they came and provided stiff opposition tonight.
Yeah, they're a good side. They put you under pressure. They get the ball forward and play from there. So we had to first deal with that before we could start playing our own game. And I think when we started playing it, our quality showed.
It seemed comfortable at 2-0 for the Albion. Was there a bit of a lapse of concentration there for their goal?
I think so. Obviously, these things happen. You lose goals. It's about how you react. And we managed to react well and not concede another one, which was the most important thing.
Let's talk about yourself. Recall to the starting lineup tonight. You must have been delighted.
Yeah, always good to play. I feel like I've settled in well. I've got to know the boys and I'm learning the way the team plays and stuff. So it's a work in progress, but I'm enjoying it.
Let's talk about the goal that Tom had in the score, because you played a vital part in that. Tell us about the goal.
Yeah, I think it was good play by Baram and Gaitan to get the ball through. And then when I'm there, my left foot's not the greatest, so I'm just trying to hit it as hard as I can across the goal. And thankfully, Tommy made a great run and got on the end of it.
But when you know that there's a striker in the side who scores goals, how much confidence does it give you to get that ball in along that six-yard box?
Yeah, absolutely. Both strikers today, Sam and Temer, have been great for us. So, you know, if you get the ball in the box, they're going to finish it off.
Real competition here for places at the Albion. You're in tonight, but I guess no one guaranteed of a starting place at the Albion this season.
No, and that's the way it should be. I think that's how you get successful teams, everyone together fighting for the place. Sometimes you might play, sometimes you might come off the bench, but I'm sure everyone in that dressing room wants to play, and they're all fighting for the jersey.
You say you've settled in well at the Albion. What's made it easier for you to settle in down here?
Just how good all the boys have been. You know, the first month I've been at a new club, it's all about me trying to prove to not only the fans I'm good enough to be here, but my teammates as well. So hopefully I've done that and they've taken me in.
What about the management team, Chris Hewton, and the way that the Albion play their football?
Yeah, they're obviously a fantastic side. I knew that before I came. It was one of the reasons why I wanted to be here. You can see, obviously, they get the ball from the back. The goalie's fantastic on the ball and that helps as well. So. It's been good for us so far this season. We're winning games, so I'm sure we'll keep it going.
On top of the Championship, does that bring any additional pressure to the squad?
No, definitely not. I know definitely it doesn't for me. Pressure's been in League One and with Sheffield United and being favourites to get out of every year and not doing it. So I'm enjoying being at the top of the Championship at the moment.
And that leads me on to my next question. What difference are you seeing between the divisions?
It's obviously a bit sharper in the final third, a bit. You need to be a bit fitter, stronger, that kind of thing. But I'm working with all the coaches, all the fitness coaches, and I'm getting myself up to speed and hopefully putting in good performances.